correct. You are not at the wrong podcast. You know what time of year it is. It's spooky, ookie, bookie, and patookie time. It's time. It's Fans of Patrol time. And what should I say? Spooky month. We ain't never officially named it. We just call it spooky, ookie, bookie time. But it's October, y'all.
Was that Wolfman Jack?
I tried, man. You know, okay. No, I actually didn't try because I used to could do his voice pretty good, but I think it'd just make me cough now.
Yeah, he did talk a little rough.
Right. Oh, rugged. Shoot. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Bartego. With me is my sensitive co-host, Miss Tifflebot. Say what's up to the people, Tiff.
Hello, everybody. How's it going?
It's okay. We just need you to wake up on this morning.
I am awake.
Oh, and Miss Tor.
S-M-O-O-V-E, speaking smooth, not Wolfman Jack. Jack.
That's pretty. Oh, shit.
That was
that's pretty good.
Okay. No, he's not here. That was
oh, shit. God. Oh, God. That was funny, man. Okay. Anyway, man, it's spooky, spooky, spooky time, and we're hands down, we're ready. It's funny, though, Smooth. Oh, you missed the lockdown that we did. It's going to be out of secret, so this comment not going to really make no sense. Mm-hmm. But we were talking, and we was like, it's October. We didn't realize. Right. Because we were supposed to do Enola Holmes.
Right.
And then we realized, damn, it's October. You know, Enola ain't going no damn where. We can always come back to her. So, man, we got a pretty good show, Tiff.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody shake Tiff over there. Wake your ass up. Wake up. Wake up. Okay. So, we actually have a few MCU stories here. We have Spider-Man. We have some breaking news when it comes to Spidey. And we also have some Cobra Kai news, man. There's a lot of news in Cobra Kai if you've been paying attention to that. And then we also have some Marvel MCU news. And I should just probably announce that. You know what? I have to edit. We can't do No Cousin Sunday because it's just too bad.
Yeah, it's too hard.
Oh, yeah, it is Sunday.
Oh, yeah, it's Sunday. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not cousin.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll be the saint for you, too.
At this moment. Okay. So, man. We were going to do Raised by Wolves, but we decided to do something spooky. So we're going to do our top five spooky movies that's near and dear to our heart. So no, it's not the top five greatest scary movies of all time. It's just near and dear to our own personal heart. And this ought to be interesting. And lastly, rounding out, coming around third is, what are we doing? Ready or not?
Ready or not.
Ready or not.
Right. So this thing snuck out in 2019, you know, it's a scary movie, but it looked intriguing and interesting. Mm-hmm. So I think we might try to stick our Halloween theme this year to, you know, more modern chase, goofy stuff like this. You know, because we always have a theme. Either we go old or, you know, classic or something. So, you know, that's the I Know What You Did Last Summer, stuff like that, you know, where, you know. What was that crap where the people see their death and all that stuff and they had like eight or nine
Final
of the movies?
Yeah,
Final Destination. How many of them damn movies they have?
I think.
No, they have about that.
They had a lot.
Well,
so I'm not saying those are movies going to do, but that's the kind of theme, you know. So saying all that, are you cats ready to wake up and get it going?
Yeah, yes.
Dig it.
All right, let's go. All right, man, here we are. We are back, and it's time to get it on. Tifflebot, give us that social media shout out.
All right, for everything Fans of Patrol, go to fansofpatrol.com. That's our main hub. We have show art, we have show, we have articles, and then we also have all our shows. So you can reach us directly at fans@fansofpatrol.com. That's an email. Give us your suggestions, your comments, your concerns, whatever you'd like. Or via social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Fans of Patrol. And then listen to us on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, Sagittal. You know what? We're everywhere. And then please subscribe to us on YouTube. And then if you give us a 5-star rating or review on your favorite listening platform, we will shout you out on the air.
Hey, I protest, man. There's more platform. Say it all, Tiff. People need to know where we at. Say it all.
Pod Knife, TuneIn. That's the only two I can say. Just, there's so many. There's just a lot.
Listen,
of them.
We have,
we're everywhere.
We have to spread our wings and be everywhere. You know, just want the people to know. That's all.
But what are you? You know, what are you doing over there?
Oh, you
tell the people. I got, are you trying to lasso something?
I got my mic cord and I'm just swinging it.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me put it down. So, yeah. So, you know, my earth was shook on Friday, y'all, when this news came out. I mean, literally knocked me off my ass when I saw this news that Jamie Foxx has been cast in the MCU Sony Tom Holland's Spider-Man movie as no other than the last character he played in a Spider-Man movie, which was effing terrible, and he was terrible, the whole thing was terrible, Electro.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No! No!
Holy shit, couldn't believe it, y'all.
Which movie is that he's Electro in?
That was Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, amazing. The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, which one's that?
That's the one with Andrew Garfield.
I've never seen a single Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah, not a single one.
Smooth, I agree with you 100%. Yeah. Even though he was a totally different Peter Parker than you've ever seen before, it was still, it has its place.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it was pretty good to me. Yeah, Lizard Man.
The Peter Parker really didn't make it, but he was an excellent Spider-Man.
Oh, he was Spider-Man.
He had the banter, talk, and all that stuff.
He was Spider-Man.
Yes, he was. Yeah. But they came out with this second one. And they tried to cram it in with the Goblin.
It
was terrible.
It was bad.
It was worse than bad.
It was worse than bad.
It like just leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
The action scenes weren't bad, but the storyline
and
stuff was.
Jamie Foxx was essentially the Riddler from the Batman and Robin back in the day, and you know, all goofy and a nerd and just over the top. Oh, yeah. They had this dual story with him, and he was actually better as the nerd. And then he became Electro, and he was all blue and floating around. And then they were trying to get you in the character psyche. As he floated around and did evil, they had this music playing as he did something that was saying what was in his thoughts, like, you gotta die, you gotta die, you gotta die. And I was like, what the fuck? It was a mess. However, I think when Jamie Foxx was supposed to break this news on Instagram.
Oh, he did a...
Yeah.
And he was like, surprise.
He did one of those, and then he had to get rid of it. But he did say that it won't be anything like the Electro that he played in the first Spider-Man.
Oh, you're going to have the green and yellow suit. That would be nice with the star mask.
I would like that.
Would you?
Right.
I don't think they could pull that off.
You know what?
Not in real life.
You can always pull it off. I'm going to tell you how.
Oh, yeah.
Just let him be a cosplayer. Let it be some kind of Halloween party. And then it's like, hey, I like this. You know, we just keep it.
Okay.
Yeah, it could. Yeah, that works.
You know, because then it looks cheesy and he knows it looks cheesy. You know, but I don't know. Smooth.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about this shit since you've seen the movie?
I mean, I think it'll work. Jamie Foxx is a good actor.
He wasn't in Spider-Man 2.
Well, he wasn't in Spider-Man 2, but remember how we used to say that the director probably made you do what you did as far as acting? You know, and yeah, no, I think it'll be, no, Jamie Foxx is good, man. He plays a good villain, man.
So, Tiff, what's your thoughts on this?
I didn't see it, like you said, so it's hard for me to say, but I do agree that sometimes a good actor can be given bad direction because they're already committed to the role. So, like, they're like, they might do it one way, and the director's like, no, my vision is that you're this way.
Yeah.
And so even a good actor, so I totally agree with this movie, even a good actor can be like, well, I have to,
I would agree with you guys if he wasn't such a powerhouse as Jamie Foxx. That shit normally happens on somebody who's trying a little bit, but you get somebody like Tom Cruise, not that Tom Cruise is a Jamie Foxx, but I mean, Jamie Foxx is a Tom Cruise, but Jamie Foxx definitely picks and chooses. He's not, you know, a squirrel trying to get, he's not, auditioning for roles. You know, they come to him with these roles. And to me, I think he has a lot more latitude than, say, me, if they said, hey, you're going to be Electro, you're going to be the newest, hottest thing. I'm like, whatever you say do, I'll do. You know, but these more established actors just like, I ain't doing that shit. You know, you agreed to that script. You saw how whacked it was, man. You know, I'm just saying.
Well, I think he gets, this could be a redemption. So let's see how it happens.
I think it's going to be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna see.
so mad. Right. Oh, I'm not somebody that you actually like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care for any actors as people and shit like that, you know. But it's like one of them things that was so bad you don't even want to be reminded of it again. You know, we rarely even mention Spider-Man 2 on this show ever, even how bad it is, because it's just that bad. Anyway, so man, you know, Cobra Kai has been back on television, man, but they did a better thing this time. You know, it came on that YouTube thing and you had to do the pirate thing to watch it.
Right.
or pay for the YouTube,
right. Yeah. But then, you know, Netflix purchased it.
Like, give me did. That.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. Give me that.
Shit. They did the Debo. Right. Give up your grip, punk. And so I got a chance to watch. I binged Cobra Kai so fast about 3 weeks ago. It was ridiculous. Has anybody watched Cobra Kai?
I failed to do so, yes. And a lot of people at my job was like, dude, this is good stuff.
Did you watch any season?
Yes, I did watch the first season.
Watch the first season?
Yeah, I watched the whole first season.
Tiff, I'm going to say a flat no for the whole thing for you, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, we had to watch it for the show,
yeah.
Some of it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't bad. I'm just not like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, eh.
Yeah.
Probably something else I'd rather watch.
So I binged the second season. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. It was literally better than the first season.
Right.
It was really, really good, man. I was so mad when it went off, you know. It was just like, God damn it, it was good. And so Netflix ain't playing. They like, look, YouTube got the first season. They probably had to give them some of the money of the second season, you know, when they deal, because it's not like YouTube is a chump, you know, it's a juggernaut itself.
Right.
So they got the second season out of the way. It ended in a huge cliffhanger. And then, you know, they announced, hey, season 3 will be here in no time. And everybody got excited. That was a couple weeks ago. It wasn't newsworthy to me. So then they announced that, hey, this thing will be here in January. Hold on to your cheeks. And guess what? We about to start shooting season 4. And I'm like, wow. Cobra Kai is kicking ass on YouTube for them to be that committed in it. I don't know what you think, Tiff.
Well, I think that, like, it's just weird to me that Netflix even has it.
Why would you say that? I mean, with all the shows they got.
Well, that's... No, I agree. But, like, if it's such a popular thing that, like, you... I'm sorry. I'm thinking too much about this because I think, like, YouTube... And, like, here's the thing. It looks good. It looks like something that lots of people would like. And it got on the top 10, so that's good. But, like, I guess YouTube just cares about money, right?
Yeah, well, YouTube was trying to do it, become a Netflix, but, you know...
They can't. They won't.
No, they're cemented as, you know, as... They're not a streaming, you know, Hollywood studio. They're just... We like YouTube for what it does, you know, and I don't think they can ever change at this point.
I do think that, like, YouTube, lots of people, more people than you think, well, no, probably just as many people as you think, are watching YouTube all the time.
I watch it all the time.
For their entertainment.
Well,
right.
Maybe not for my entertainment.
And you might be willing to pay. It's not very much.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like $5.99 a month for ad-free YouTube.
No, it's $15 now.
What? No. I looked it up the other day. It's $5.99.
I looked it up the other day. It was like
$5.99.
I'm looking it up right
now. Look it up right now. Because if it's $5, I'll pay for it. I saw $15 and I was like, shit. Because I hate the goddamn commercials.
I know. Because like that's why I was telling Mike, because he watches it all the time.
Me too. Same
and
commercials.
I am so sick of seeing ads for political shit.
Yeah.
That don't bother me. It's just one ad here in Ohio.
$11.99.
Anyway, Smooth, I didn't actually get a chance to ask you about...
no, you didn't.
How you feel? Goddamn, Smooth. Tiffany took the conversation a whole different direction.
Right, yeah.
So, sorry.
What are you thinking about this?
It's great. Keep bringing them karate kicks and chops and all that good Daniel LaRusso and, you know, put them in the body bag stuff. Yeah, it looks... I mean, I got to get to the second season. And this is the third season will be coming in January, right?
They brought back the original Cobra Kai's in the second season.
All
the old homies and stuff.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's great.
It's pretty
Johnny.
Good.
Johnny.
Let's move on to our other Marvel MCU news. All
right.
I was going to let Tiff introduce this because she discovered it the other day when we was on the podcast. When we were podcasting, she was like, ah! So, Tiff, tell us about our third story, if you don't mind.
So, they have cast Kamala... for Miss Marvel.
Indeed.
And they've cast an unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and here's the thing. I'm looking at this. I think they did a great job. She looked, but to me, and I know that Miss Marvel is really young, but she looks so young, doesn't she?
Well, that's a mock-up
picture. This is a drawing. Yeah, right. This is a drawing. Yeah.
And I think they used a younger picture of her because I saw a different picture of her where she looked a little older than this stuff. You know, she actually looked like she was about 13, 14, you know?
Okay.
She looks like she's 6 in this picture.
I was like, she looks a little too young to be
She looks about 11, 12. Yeah, preteen. She looks about like a preteen. Almost.
To you.
But, yeah, to me, yeah.
Well, honestly, the older I get, the younger children look to me. So, like, I will see a 15-year-old, and I'll be like, that child is 10, right? So, because I just can't estimate how old kids are.
I think I'm still pretty good at it, man.
Well, you have kids.
I got kids, and I worked with kids for a long time, so. But her name is, Iman... Vanelli?
Iman Vellani.
Vellani? Like. Marvel is all done with whitewash and stuff. No Scarlett Johansson here, huh? And, and so I'm so excited for this character. I love this character. I think we all do on this show. And just this, you know, her world was so interesting. You know, I love how she was like protecting the bodegas, you know, in New York and stuff. She was starting like the old Spider-Man, you know.
Right, the neighbor, friendly neighborhood.
Yeah. Right, doing, you know, street stuff. And right. Hopefully they'll stay away from the big, big, like,
save the worst
right, garbage that kind of ruins it. You know, we love Spidey being the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. I hate the he just saved the entire megaverse, you know, Spider-Man type of stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
So how are you feeling about this character, Tev, and this whole move now?
No, I think it's a good move. I think it's a good choice for the character. I would definitely watch this. I think it'll be fun. I do, and here's the thing, and there's no problem with it. I do worry it'll be skewed more towards preteens and younger kids because she's a superhero.
Yeah.
And I don't always like shows meant for children.
Yeah.
But I do sometimes. So it's a real crapshoot for me. But I will watch this. I will give it a try.
Well, I two examples, Smooth, that I think, you know, being into actual teens. Yeah. What's the thing on DC? Stargirl?
Stargirl.
I think they do a really good job with the teen story and keeping an adult. And, you know, I think they do a really good job. So it can be done. And I think even Karate Kid. Because you got dual stories going on with the kids and adults, and even the kids stuff. About right when you get tired of the teen shit, they switch to some adult stuff, and you're like, okay, cool, you know. So it can be done. Yeah. So how are you feeling about this casting and this thing, Smooth?
I am excited for my son because when I was reading this story, he looked over my shoulder and he just was like, ooh, they about to do Marvel, Miss Marvel. He's like, Miss Marvel, oh man, and he started reading with me. He's like, oh, Dad. Are we going to watch this? I'm like, yeah, of course we're going to watch it. So, you know, I'm as excited as the next person, you know, that might be a fan of her. Or, like you said, like you, Tiff, I'm, you know, willing to see it.
She don't have no fans yet.
Well, shit, yes, she does.
She's unknown.
I'm talking about the character, dude. Okay. Yeah, not her.
Okay, goddamn, who left so nasty? Come on.
All right, but yeah, this is beautiful. It's coming on DC. I mean, not DC. I'm sorry. It's coming on Disney Plus with the with WandaVision and the Falcon, hopefully. And Loki.
No, it ain't.
No. Well, yeah. That's oh yeah, that's right. We did have this discussion. Yeah, they got a hill of stuff that's supposed to be covered out on Disney. But
yeah, I'll believe that when I see it. Goodness gracious, everything's supposed to be coming out on Disney Plus. Right.
But no, this would be good for the young ladies too.
So moving on. We're going to take a break. All right, man. It's that time of the show where we flex and do other things and go forward and backwards and try different stuff. We have one shots. We have what you're watching. We have Facts on Patrol. We have all the games, Price of Tomatoes, everything. And we added recently the list. Because everybody likes a list, man, you know. I know I do. So this time, man, what is our list? Top five scary movies that's near and dear to our heart. So, man, if you never heard the show before, what we do is we start with the least on the list. We start with our five and we'll work our way down to the number one. So this week, Smooth, why don't you tell us what is your Number five on your list of scary movies near and dear to your heart.
Number five would be Jaws.
Oh.
That's one of those movies I never really count as a scary movie. Yeah, but yeah.
Well, the reason why I caught that as a horror movie, because I seen this when I was, I want to say like 6 or 7 mm-hmm. when I first seen it. And my heart was beating out of my chest when I, you know, when I first seen this movie. And especially when towards the end when he sunk the boat, well, the boat was sinking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was coming towards the chief. The chief blew him up. But yeah, this movie, because, you know, we had the discussion before, this could really happen. You can really get eaten by a shark. And movies.
I don't know if we discussed this.
No, we did.
I think we have discussed that. What makes it scary is it.
Right.
You're not getting eaten by a big shark, but you could get eaten by a shark.
Yeah, this is a possibility, you know. And then, like, you know, a lot of people have the phobia, even if you're in the pool, in the city pool, you still have that. In the back of your mind, oh shit, you know.
And you're nuts if you're that person. Get out of here. It's a
I'm that person.
I rest my case. It's the pool.
I mean, regardless, man. You know, you still have that feeling. So yeah, Jaws is one of those near and dear things. And yes, this movie is my number five.
Tiff.
My number five is 28 Days Later.
Wow. Nice choice, man. I've kind of forgot all about that movie, but go ahead.
I just think it's one of the movies. I used to be really afraid of zombies, like really afraid of zombies. And now I love zombie movies. And I think one of the movies that changed my mind was 28 Days Later.
What's the name of the actor in that movie?
Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, Murphy. That's his name. Go ahead.
The whole story is really interesting. It's intense. It's like got a lot of heart. And it's just a good... You know, there's monsters in the humans. There's also just zombies. So it's a great, you know, great October flick.
Yeah. And Walking Dead probably ripped the whole goddamn concept of this movie. So, because wasn't he asleep and he woke up, you know?
He was. Yeah. In the hospital.
Yeah. Rip off. Okay. So my number five is a movie probably a lot of people have never heard of. It's House. With William Catt. William Catt, if you don't remember, played the Greatest American Hero. I think it's a 1983 film. It's like a horror comedy. Guy buys a big spooky house, and his son is like murdered or something in his life, and he's starting over or something like that. And this house is this interdimensional type of thing, and you know him and the next door neighbor is Norm from Cheers. and they get into all these hijinks and shit. The evil bad guy is his old Vietnam bully, played by the guy that played Bull in Night Court.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
So it's a really charming movie. It could be scary at the beginning because you don't know, but then it gets real kind of goofy and shit, and you're like, this is more goofy than scary, but it's still a really, really good movie, and I really, really like it.
Okay.
And so if you guys ever get a chance, you know, it's not scary, but I really, really like it. It's House. I was really trying to see if I can, before I stop talking, see if I can find the year 1985, just when it came out. William Catt, Kay Lenz, and George Wendt. Smooth, what is your number four?
My number four would be Basket Case.
Never heard of it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot when it was. It's like a 1980 movie. But the dude, guy's name is Dwayne, and he has a twin.
Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. He has a twin. His twin's name is Bilal. He's like this mutated, like, ugly tumor that's like on the side of him. And he has two arms, but he goes around, he has him in a basket, you know. It's his brother, they have like a
I know
you bomb. Told me about this movie before it's moved. I remember you saying something about this.
It's so claymated. It's you remember that, Tiff? You remember this movie?
I know this movie, but I've never seen it.
It was supposed to be scary, but it's more humorous now. But the little brother, the brother, Bilal, he kills people, you know what I'm saying? This dude always carries his basket around, and he has his brother in there.
1982?
Yeah, exactly, 1982.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's listed as a comedy first and then a horror.
Right, so yeah.
I mean, because
back then, I didn't know. When I first seen it, I didn't know it was a comedy, you know what I'm saying? But now I rewatched it.
They made three of these damn movies.
Right.
Shit, okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm not recommending to watch it.
No, you said this is near and dear to your heart for some whatever reason.
Yeah, it was just, you know, a lot of us watched it when we was in junior high.
Tifflebot, number four.
Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, that's a good one.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I really like Silence of the Lambs.
That's another one that I don't really consider a horror movie, but whatever. You know, scary movie. I guess it could be scary.
Psychological horror.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
It is just a really. I like the book. I like the movie. I think it's really interesting and well done. And I like the show.
Right.
Hannibal.
Did you ever watch the? Was Ralph Fiennes ever Hannibal? Was it Red Dragon?
Ralph Fiennes was the Red Dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a dragon.
What did you think of that one? Did you like that one?
That one's good.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that one bad.
He's got no teeth, right? And so he wears the false
teeth. Yeah. Well, he has a cleft palate, right?
Yes, but he has like an implant, and then I think he bites. Like he's ashamed of his face, and right. It's a lot.
So my number four is Friday the 13th, number six.
Which one is that one?
That's when Jason actually starts becoming a zombie. He gets resurrected from the grave by a lightning bolt. By Tommy. And he was trying to dig him up and do something with it. It's the first movie I saw, the first scary movie I saw in the theater. It scared the shit out of me. Couldn't sleep for 2 weeks.
Really?
And so, yeah, I was young.
Okay.
I was like 12 years old when I saw that movie.
Damn, that's sick. I mean, part six was damn.
And it scared the shit out of me. And I couldn't sleep for like 2 weeks. And then, you know, it would come on cable and I would be like hiding and shit. Like, I'm going to watch it. Getting my courage. Then after a while, it just got to be like, oh my God, I love this movie. It's so dumb. You know? It's really, really bad. And so I could watch it anytime. If I saw, you know, Halloween, that's one of the ones I always want to visit at Halloween time. It's because it's near and dear to my heart. Not good at all. Trust me.
I just watched Friday the 13th, Jason Goes to Hell.
Never seen that one.
Yeah.
I kind of stopped after 8. 8 just really like just took me out the game. With Manhattan shit.
Oh, yeah.
That one's good.
See? All right, Smooth.
Yeah, sorry.
What is your number three? We're getting to the nitty-gritty.
Nitty-gritty. Near and dear to my heart would be Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2.
Why not one?
That one is so 80s-tastic bad, right?
Two? No, actually, no.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Not Smooth. To me. No, that was the party. That's when he was coming through, the kid. Yeah, the one dude. The one dude thought he was Freddy. Well, he was coming out of.
So why not one? Why two?
Not one?
Yeah.
Well, because two, my mom took me to see two. I begged her to take me to see it at the theater. And she did.
So we got something for you.
Yeah, and I regretted it because I was having nightmares. You know what I'm saying? I was scared to sleep. I wasn't having nightmares, but I was scared to fall asleep. You know what I'm saying? I was scared.
Did you see two before you saw one?
No, I seen one before I seen two.
Really?
I seen it in order.
Okay.
Yeah, because one came on cable.
Okay.
And that's what made me want to see part two.
Okay. Yeah. Old Johnny Depp.
The first one. Yeah, Johnny Depp. Yeah, but the second one, I liked it. It had the pool party. That's when Freddie was still Freddie. He wasn't making jokes and shit, you know what I mean, and being a kid.
I thought he always made jokes.
No. In the first two, he didn't. You know, he said some things, but
I remember him saying some things in the first one.
Yeah, okay.
I think he makes jokes in that second one.
Not like when he takes off in three.
He was traumatized. Mama messed him up.
No, in two. I mean, he really didn't. You know, he wasn't joking around like he was in three and the rest of them.
Okay, yeah. So Tiff, number three.
I would say like number three is The Thing.
Oh, wow. We're going to talk about this together because that's my number three. How about that?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
All right.
Kirk Russell. Kirk Russell, right?
What?
Kirk Russell, right?
Yeah, Russell Crowe. Yes.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Because there are three different The Things. There's the first one. There's that one.
The original.
And then there is a recent remake.
Yeah, they just keep doing it, huh? You know, leave it alone. Yeah. Leave it alone.
Leave it alone. Although I would say that the remake that Kurt Russell's in is the best version.
That is the best. That's why I say leave it alone now.
Right.
Yeah. You found perfection. There's no need to go further. It's great cinematography. It's great like music set to stuff. And the reason I really like it is because I think it might be one of the first, before Mike and I decided, or before Mike wanted to watch 30 Days of Horror or try to watch as many horror movies in October. This is one of the ones we just watched because we liked it.
Yeah.
And I was hesitant. I didn't want to watch it. I was like, I don't want to. And then I really loved it. And we've seen it in the theater because there's like our theaters do like those special Halloween ones. Yeah. And they had this one a couple years ago, and yeah.
You know, I don't, you know, I think it's so near and dear to my heart, the John Carpenter version, is because it just was such a well-done movie, you know? The actors were beautiful, top-notch actors, you know? I mean, they weren't anybody back then. Some of them became something. You know, Kirk Russell was Kirk Russell, of course, you know? But it was just really well done. And like you said, the cinematography was unparalleled. You know, the being out on location, filming in that snow, and the movie, the story wasn't so linear. You know, it had different things going on, but it was all moving in the same direction, which would make it seem a little linear. But it was a lot to pay attention to, I guess would be a better word to say.
And I would say that, like, there's hardly any movies these days that make you that you can debate the ending.
Yeah.
Like, were they both infected? Was one of them infected? Did one of them actually survive? Who, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You have you're open to interpretation. And then I think that that's something that misses from a lot of like current films, is that there's not and there probably is like more in like the indie set, but like there's not a lot of great debates in film.
So, man, Smooth, number two.
My number two is going to be From Beyond, 1986.
From Beyond. What's that? I'm not even
sure.
It's
a story about you're able to go into the another dimension using your pineal gland.
Oh my God!
You know what your pineal gland is, right? If you were to able to crack your head open, the front of your lobe, there's like it's like an antenna. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you're able to see the sixth dimension, it's a sixth dimension. I mean, another dimension or whatever. Sixth sense, I should say. I'm sorry.
Why wouldn't you say part of your brain?
Because that's what they say in this.
The joke. That's the trick. They will trick you.
Right. So, yeah. But it's a horror. I think it's an H.P. Lovecraft story also. And, it was 1986. And this dude makes a... I forgot what it's called, some type of machine, and he uses a pitch device, and if you keep it open too long, these creatures will come out and you'll be deformed, and it's like a Rick and Morty, you know what I'm saying, but just scary. So that's mine, From Beyond. Check it out.
Moving on. Tiff.
It really is in the brain. I checked it out. Just wanted to make sure.
Okay, well, you're number two.
Number two, for me, is The Faculty.
Oh yeah, you spoke about that in the past.
I do. It is a very near and dear movie to my heart. It's my generation's high school horror movie. It's kind of like
it's your Scream.
Scream's a little bit before my time.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
it's your Scream. Right.
Right. And then there's like other movies around this time, like Disturbing Behavior, I Know What You Did Last Summer. Right. I was just more into The Faculty. I really liked Elijah Wood.
that was Elijah Wood.
But the movie is just really good. It's like really, it's cheesy, but not too cheesy. And it's like fun. It's like an element of like a bunch of misfits coming together.
Right.
Mine is Halloween, number two.
The first one?
Halloween, yep.
Okay.
I don't count all that Rob Zombie and all that other stuff, man. You know, just I love the original Halloween. Only, what, 5 to 8 people died in the whole damn thing. And the movie terrifies you when you get 32 people murdered in, you know, these movies and, you know, but, you know, to stalk these little kids, it was crazy. And it's just a beautiful movie. We did it on a show. We did The Thing on a show. You guys can go back and pick up The Thing and Halloween movies that we've done on the show. And I gush about how much of a masterpiece that I feel that Halloween is, and The Thing. So I'm not going to do it now. But again, it's so near and dear to my heart because it's so well done. And I think they spent $15 on the whole movie, you know, which really just makes me like, this is great. I could have did this myself back with my camcorder in high school, you know, and made a masterpiece. Yeah. All right, number one, Smooth. The number one spooky, ooky, booky movie that's near and dear to your heart.
Near and dear to my heart would be Evil Dead.
Okay.
Yeah, the very first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was creepy. It was good. They did a good job. I think it still holds.
I think that's the most scariest movie that ever been made.
Yeah,
it scares the shit out of me.
It has these little parts, you know what I'm saying, where he's hitting her with the shovel or whatever.
Could you imagine watching that at night by yourself?
Yo, and shit. The reason why I bring it, yo, I had two copies of this, and I was dating, not two people at the same time, but every time I would date somebody, I would bring this movie over, and it would scare the shit out of them. And then, the one time that she told me that I left it there accidentally, and she showed it to her kid, to these kids. I don't know why she did it. I broke up with her because of that shit. Because, I was like, yeah, you won't be the mother of my kids. But she showed her kids this shit, and she said it scared the shit out of them. I'm like, yeah, of course it would.
So,
yeah,
is that why it's near the Dirty Hearts movie?
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm just saying, it's just a story. It's just a story with the movie. But yeah, Evil Dead is top.
Tiff, number one.
Jennifer's Body.
Never heard of it.
Oh, what's the Fox, Megan Fox?
Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Yes. Amanda Seyfried.
Huh. Yeah. Number one.
She's a cheerleader, right?
Number one. It is my favorite horror movie. I watch it every year.
Why? Why is it so near and dear to your heart?
It's made by the same woman who made Juno.
Okay.
So, no, I hate Juno. But it's it's pithy, it's interesting, it's got a lot of commentary. It's got two girls as the main lead, one's bad, without remorse. And it's just it's a fun movie. It's a good movie.
Okay. All right. Number one for me, man. I love the original Fright Night.
Of course you do.
Love that movie. So much comedy. Pretty scary, at least when I was saw this in high school. I think I was like in 11th grade or something like that. Mm-hmm. And this came out. And he made vampires cool, man. The vampire was actually cool. He was smooth as shit. And I was just like, damn, if I was going to be a vampire, that's the vampire to be. The hell with the Lost Boys. The hell with all the rest of these people. This cat know how to be smooth and creepy. And I love the side characters. I love Roddy McDowell was in there. Mr. Brewster. All these characters were just so good. And I watch it every Halloween. I will not go a Halloween season without watching it. If you like vampires, you like a little bit of comedy, but still with a little scary. And I say comedy because you had characters in there like Evil and stuff like that. They was always laughing and shit, I love this movie. I can never, ever see it enough times. Don't watch Fright Night 2 because it sucked. And the new Fright Night with Colin Farrell, leave that garbage alone too. This is the movie. So that's our list, man. We came and we threw it down. And I thought this was interesting just because the hell with the movie. Why is it important to you? Because that's I find that interesting a lot. So anyway, man, we're going to take our final break and we're going to be right back with Ready or Not. All right, man, we are back, man, and it's time for the first big one of the month, man. So we went to the comedy, horror, mystery, thriller category, and we pulled down Ready or Not, 2019's rated R, 1 hour, 35 minutes. I know, deeply appreciated by Ted. A bride's wedding night takes a sinister turn when her eccentric new in-laws force her to take part in a terrifying game. This stars Samara Weaving. We just watched her in Bill and Ted, wasn't it her?
Yeah.
Adam Brody. I ain't seen him in nothing since Shazam, Yeah. Mark O'Brien. Henry, I don't know how to say his last
Zernia,
name.
I think.
He's been in a bunch of shit. We haven't seen him for years. Andy McDowell.
I like Andy McDowell.
She really looked... I did not realize that was her until I saw her credits, man. She looked so weird.
Andy McDowell. She's old.
Yeah, she's old. But she looks pretty good to be old.
Didn't realize it was her, man. Excuse me, y'all. Sorry.
I think she deserves higher billing.
Yeah, I'm surprised she's lower than, Yeah, yeah. So she was excellent in this movie. Anyway, man, before we get started, man, it's time for one. Word. Tip, one word.
I'm going to say fun. Even though I know it's a cop-out word, I just really had fun watching it.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's very descriptive. You don't need to describe that anymore. Right. Dwayne.
Medium.
Medium.
Yeah. Medium.
Yeah. Medium, yeah. It was, it had its good moments and then it had its okay moments for me.
I'm going to say this was excellent because I put this in the I'm judging this from the vein of, you know, where it comes from. You know, it's not an Oscar movie. It's not a balls to the wall action movie. It's supposed to be a Halloween-y, you know, be a little scared type of movie. And it did its job. And I was thoroughly entertained from the beginning to the end. You know, of course, there was problems with it. But what scary movie don't have major problems, you know?
Right.
And so, yeah, there's things that you can easily excuse. And I was really surprised with the way the ending came out, because I wasn't expecting that. So I was like, oh, shit. So saying that, before we spoil anymore, let's throw up them spoilers and let's get going. So let's start this thing, man. Starts in the middle of a hunt, man, with these two little kids. And they're running through this big, creepy ass house. And guy comes around the corner and he was like, help me. Help me, Daniel. And I was so surprised when the kid blew the whistle on a dude, put the boy in the closet, blew the whistle. Damn, Tiff, did that get you? I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was like, yeesh.
The kid was, and did it with glee, Smooth. He was like, he's here. I mean, any surprise with that with you, Smooth?
Yeah, it did. It made me like, this is a little shitty little kid.
but you kind of find out later why.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So I paid attention to his name, you know what I'm saying? When they said it, I was like,
Daniel.
I'm like, is that going to be the groom? Who's that? Who's Daniel? You know. So anyway, then we got this bride doing probably the worst little, I hated this little, the way they introduced her with her talking in the mirror before. I was like, oh boy. Anyway, so they introduced our star, Grace. She's getting married. And did anybody think she looked extremely similar to the first bride that was, you know, being, you know, stop.
Nah. I mean, maybe.
No, they didn't look alike.
Yeah, they don't look alike to me.
I thought they looked alike. Especially the way the hair was done and the dresses they were wearing.
I think Grace was
a
little
thinner. The first lady had her hair buzzed.
Yeah.
No. What are you talking about? What's buzz mean? I'm talking about the first bride and the second bride. You know.
You mean the first bride that we see in the beginning of the movie?
Yes.
Right. Yes, her hair was buzzed. She had no hair.
No? I thought it was in a bun or something.
It wasn't a bun.
No.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Because she's the older woman that also has short hair later.
Yeah, I know.
You're talking about, that's supposed to be the auntie with the,
yeah.
Oh, okay. What was her name? Aunt something.
And I'm going to go back and look at that. Yeah. I think Tiff is wrong on this one, but anyway, let's see. Anyway. So she's getting married, man. And we know the concept of this movie. So, you know, I think we're all paying attention to the people in this thing.
Right.
So the groom comes in and he's supposed to be charming. He seems pretty odd to me, though. And I don't know. He's not all that charming to me. But
yeah.
They're supposed to be getting, you know, in love. And I'm looking at this dude, Smooth, because I'm like, you know, this is an evil thing he's bringing her into. Because we've seen the movie trailer. We know what this shit is about, you know. And so I noticed that his name is not Daniel.
It's Alex.
No.
You know, and I'm like, so that ain't the guy. That ain't the little kid that blew the whistle. he was a scared one in the closet, you know.
Right, yeah.
So anyway, man. They do she meet the people first?
No, she meets the brother. She meets the older brother first.
Well, she already met them.
She's met them over. Yeah, over it's an impression that they've met over the course of like a wedding weekend.
Yes.
Right, yeah, right.
She
feels they don't like her because she thinks, you know, she wants them for the money.
She's going overboard because she's trying to impress them, you know. I thought it was shitty that the mother brought up the fact that, oh, he told me you were a foster kid. I'm like, oh, boy, you know, so...
Well, I think that was something needed for this.
I mean, yeah, it's just like an audience stand-in thing where you're like, "Oh, I feel bad for her because she really wants to be part of a family." But like, I didn't need that.
I didn't need it either.
That doesn't matter to me either way.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe because she can relate to being hunted a little better if she was. I'm just saying, as far as being a foster kid, she's dealt with more tragic stuff, so this wouldn't be so. You know how she would be the damsel, the deer in the headlight, instead of, you know, being the fighter.
That makes sense, I think. And yeah. I kind of get the implication. Okay, so when we watch this, I do think Alex does a good job of making us see him as a sympathetic, like he doesn't want this to happen. Mm-hmm. He wants to save his wife. He does a very good job of us believing that.
I ain't believe that goddamn Daniel for the moment.
Of course you don't, because you've seen a lot of these kind of movies.
Well, no. This is all I was thinking.
You talking about Daniel or Alex?
I'm talking about Alex.
Alex.
Okay.
What bothered me, I'm looking at him the whole time like, you know, y'all, your family crazy. They hunt people. Dude, listen, we'll just date forever, baby, because I love you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna ever take the chance of bringing to have some shit happen to you. So that's why the whole from the beginning I'm looking at him like, F this dude, you know.
But it only like you said, it only happened
I don't care.
This is the second time.
I don't care. It's a possibility.
It's a possibility. Right.
So let's move on. So she gets.
But also, you're right, because like they think that they choose women who, are maybe naive or desperate enough to participate in something like this because, well, like the charity Daniel's wife, who's a piece of shit. But they don't say what happened, but she's like, you know what happened, you know where I'm from, like, you know what my life was like.
Let me tell you something about her. She probably knew ahead of time what she was getting into. She probably went in all in, you know, because she was like all about the cash. So let's move on.
Okay.
They get married, then they take her down, you know, and I blame her for this. Look, it's my wedding night. It's time for the booty. I am not about to go down and do some traditional playing the game. I'm already the missus now. Y'all can kiss my ass. Well, I'm not going down here.
Look at midnight. Look at the aunt though. Look at you know what I'm saying? The aunt just came through the secret door.
Bitch like, was in his room,
like
Smooth.
It's time. You know what I mean? It's like, oh shit.
She was sitting over there like a gargoyle or something like that. So they tell her that she got this game, you know, and somebody got checkers, somebody got chess, and you know, we start meeting even more quirky members of the family, and then we see the maids who look like supermodels or something like that. I don't know what the hell kind of maids they were.
Well, didn't you hear every time it was kind of implied that they were mistresses?
Oh, is that what it was?
Oh, yeah.
Then that makes a lot of sense.
Because they were like, oh, that was his favorite. He liked that one because she was a good dancer.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it makes sense.
Probably a stripper.
Because look how they was dressed, even though it was a wedding. I'm like,
you know what it reminded me of? Yvette and Clue.
Yeah, Yvette. So, who was worked at the brothel. She gets the bad card, man. Everybody knows it. And let me tell you something else. I'm sorry. Right. When they was explaining the game all creepy, I would have been like, I'm out. I don't give a shit I'm out. I'm sorry. It's my wedding night. She goes and she gets into the elevator.
Right.
And I like when she's sitting there like this. I like when she says, F this. You know, this is my wedding night. I'm sitting in this thing wasting my time. I'm like, yeah, girl, shit, this is bullshit. these fuckers is crazy. This shit only going so far with me, you know. Alex, get your shit. We leaving.
Right.
So immediately, you know, they get the guns and they going after her. She don't know. And I thought that was bullshit. I'm like, so y'all didn't even tell the people? What? You know, it's your ass now. You know, they let them go hide.
Let
me tell y'all the creepiest thing in this whole movie. Tiff.
Yes.
That damn song they put on.
Of course.
That Hide and Seek song. I was like, oh, Dana! Dana! It was spooky as shit, man. And so she's hiding. They get out. And then the shit starts, man. You know, they come in for the hunt. And, you know, it's really weird, man. What a macabre group. That damn aunt, that axe and that hairdo fit her 100%, man. God. And the mom, she had the bow and arrow. And you had the guy from Beetlejuice. You know, he was in there.
he had the crossbow, too.
He had an old school crossbow.
Yeah, he had an old school.
And the little kids was there.
Right.
Then you had the sister who just was the biggest F up. And I kind of liked the fact that they had... Because normally they let a dumbass son be doing that stuff. Right, but, you know, so they go in there, man, and the maid is looking for the little boy because he's, you know, walking around.
Right.
And the sister comes in there and shoots her in the head.
Right.
Damn!
That's the giveaway. That's where she knows that, this is for real.
But she's not alone. She's with Alex because they were in ducked down on the side of the bed.
Right.
And I would have choked the shit out of Alex at this point. Alex is getting his ass choked out, Tiff. You know, what you done got me into?
Yeah, I would agree. I would be like, here's the thing. As soon as that happened, I wouldn't trust him anymore. And she trusts him still. She's like, okay, I'm going to trust that you're going to help me. And here's the thing. He does help her.
FM. You know what he said? You wanted to get married. She was like, what? I would have. Oh, my God.
He put it
on her, Tiff.
He did.
Asshole.
He did. But, he did. But he was... He did sell it to me like he was genuinely trying to help. Like you said in the beginning, he's trying to help her. Like, you got to get, I'm going to get you out of here. I'm gonna hit these controls to open up the back door and you'll just keep running and I'll find you.
Okay, so that brings me to another point. So they kill that girl. They pick her up and they start disposing of the body.
Right.
And so then you know, they go through the secret passageway. She steps out of the hallway in the wrong one. I don't know why the baby girl just didn't go back in the damn door and go out the right way.
Right.
You know, she stepped out the wrong one and took off running. So the brother walks into this the billiard room and she's in there and
yeah.
He's really, and I think Adam, I think he did such a good job playing the role of Daniel. You know, I like Daniel, but mm-hmm. I didn't like Daniel. Daniel, what I like about Daniel was he was an asshole and a jackass and a screw up, but he knew it. It's the worst when people don't know it. You know, he's just like,
yeah, I know. I'm a piece of shit.
Man, he knew it.
And he hates his family. Yeah. He hates himself.
Hates his wife.
It's important to note before we go too much further that the rules of this game were presented by a man named LaBelle, who apparently gave the money to the Ladomas for that they built their empire on. And the only way that they can keep their empire, their
lives,
finances and their lives is to every time that there's a new member of the Ladomas family, they must play a game.
Yeah, or a sacrifice, some type of sacrifice.
Okay, Ladomas family. Yeah. Just have girlfriends and boyfriends and offspring. That's it. Well, you don't have to get married.
You gotta keep the. You gotta keep it going, though. You gotta keep the.
There would be something else. I think that would happen. You're right because they were also sacrificing goats when there was like.
There
was downtime. There was goat sacrifice.
Yeah, you know, all this to keep your Parker Brothers empire. You know,
which also when I was looking at all the Ladomas games, they all seemed like, so they all have like Satan on them.
Yep, every last one.
I didn't even peep that.
And I get that it's a style thing.
Yeah, I didn't peep that to the end.
Who would buy that? Because I feel like coming up through the 1800s, 1900, early 1900s, you know, 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, people aren't gonna buy a game with Satan on it.
Yeah, they bought Ouija boards. That game is old.
Yeah,
as dirt.
I was about to say.
Right, that game is old, but you know, it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not. That's not what made Milton Bradley.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and they had enough to buy four professional teams.
Well, that was new stuff.
Well, I know. I'm just saying. Yeah, I mean, so, I guess. Yeah. Whatever.
So anyway, man, they having this conversation. The girl goes out of the billiard room, and then another maid walks in the room and gets the crossbow right through the goddamn face
from the same girl that shot the.
That damn sister's a jackup, man.
Well, she is.
She's on coke.
Yeah, I was about to say she's a cokehead. Yeah.
She's a ultra cokehead, Jack. She walked in, zooted up.
Right.
She was zooted up during the chase. She was zooted up with a milk mustache. Yeah. I was like, goodness gracious. So. It was pretty funny when they had to dispose of the body and she tried to like, Daddy! And he was like, no, take your... Go with your screw-up ass, you know, my baby, but you would screw up. So they're losing maids like crazy, man.
Right.
You know? Yes, it's a very easy way to keep the stuff happening, keep suspense and shit without like...
The kills.
Sacrificing main characters. So that's a little cheap, but that's okay.
Right. So the butler is in there, man, and I thought... You know, they gave you the benefit of the doubt of a lot of these characters as they weren't going to be pieces of shit.
Yeah.
But fuck the maids, because like the one Asian maid was like, just about to tell. She came in the room like, she's... And then the other maid that was in the elevator,
the
right?
Oh, yeah.
She, as soon as she got her head out of there, she's right. I'm like, y'all terrible. Mm-hmm. So she goes at it with this butler. And man, if those rounds and that elephant gun was real,
oh my goodness,
he would explode it like a tick. Yeah. Goodness gracious!
Yeah, but for some reason, those ones were fake.
Was fake. And I guess so, because you can't hunt around the house with that, because that would go through the person, through the next person, through the wall, out of the street, across the bay, and kill the old woman, you know, in her apartment. God damn, them shells was ridiculous.
Shells is huge, yeah.
So. You know, she fights with the butler. The door comes open. You know, she gets out, man. You know, and they like, now it's, you know, they're freaking out. And the dad, he's chewing up the scene in these things, like just freaking the hell out. He's just like, ah.
She goes to the goat stables first.
She's okay. Goat stables,
I'm just trying to skip ahead a little bit, but the goat stables is
important.
Well, it's
important because she gets her hand shot up and then she falls in the pit.
Now, what gets me with that is the little boy shoots her.
Yeah,
and she has a hole in her hand that would have came from a .50 caliber, but oh well. You know, I'm like, damn.
She's not.
Well, he's
that
shooting
hand.
Is like a blunderbuss or something like that. It's a really small. It's that gun that the daughter was shooting. It's got huge rounds in it.
Oh,
I think it would have exploded her hand probably.
Well, she falls down in there with all the dead bodies from over the years and stuff. You know,
right.
And the dead goats. It was disgusting.
Yeah, that and, my first thought was that hand's gonna come off because it's full of poop.
Gang green to the max.
And she and she did and she put a nail through there when she was climbing out too.
She gets really fucked up in this movie.
Yeah, they killed me when she put on her little shoes and tore the dress like she was turning into Rambo all of a sudden.
Yeah, that was. I'm glad it ended with the gun not working. So that whole. You know, the whole image right there was like, nah, you're not gonna be the badass.
Nah,
you know,
no, not especially when you knew not that early. But right. she was ready to roll at that point.
Right.
So the guy is out in the meadow looking for her, right? And I don't know how he caught up with her. You know, out there in the dark. In the dark.
Well, I guess because she didn't know where she was at.
But it is dark, smooth. And if you've been out in the country, it's not like city dark.
No, I know.
It's dark, dark,
it's dark, dark. Yeah.
And you know. She wrestles with him and chokes him, but don't. I don't know why the girl didn't run him over.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I was thinking that. I was like, I was hoping she would do that.
Make sure at this point. Right, yeah, make sure
he's there. Yeah, I was hoping she would do that.
Now this is a mess up with the movie, I tell. Because she's in that car going about 90, you know, and she's talking to the North Star guy.
Oh yeah.
He cuts the goddamn car off. 5 seconds later, the butler is on the side of the window. I'm like, right. How the hell he get? He was, first of all, dude, the car was rolling.
Rolling, yeah, right.
But, right. Whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right, okay, yeah, yeah.
Gets her, you know, he puts her in the back. Uh-huh. He wins the fight.
Right.
And it's kind of funny when he turns on the music and he's all into it.
He's jamming it.
And the family's looking at him like,
dumbass, look behind you. She's awake.
She stumps his ass.
Yep, the car flips. There's about 8 barrel rolls.
Here's another thing.
Yeah.
She gets out the car.
Yeah.
Daniel is out there.
Right.
God
conveniently,
damn.
Yeah. God just damn. Conveniently, yeah.
God, in the middle of nowhere, right?
In the middle of nowhere. I think he was taking a piss, wasn't he?
No. Nah.
Well, he does say, like, I was walking away. You interrupted my solitude.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So
right.
He knocks her out because dad is standing right there and he knew he was being watched.
Right, yep.
Takes her back in. Now they doing a sacrifice, and they like hell, Satan, blah 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 blah. I'm like, God damn,
I didn't know that.
Getting serious.
Right. This shit is real.
Right. Serious.
And so they kept doubting the fact of whether this was gonna be all bullshit. Like, have y'all ever tried? And dad was saying that the other family burnt up. That wasn't fire.
Right.
So the brother, how does she get off of that table? Because she gets off.
He
of gives that table.
He poisons them with hydrochloric acid.
No,
he gives them something where
he gives them X-lax.
Yeah, those shit.
No, it's hydrochloric acid. He gives them hydrochloric acid. It won't kill you.
Oh, okay.
It just like makes you sick.
Yeah,
So like he gives it to them, and then it's a non-lethal dose. You can kill somebody with it, but it's a non-lethal dose. And then they all throw up blood.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He lets her up.
Yeah, he lets her up, and she's.
But then he turns.
No, because her and the mother get into it, and she kills the mother.
No, what happens is his wife comes out in the hallway and says, you're a wiener because you can't handle this, and then she shoots him.
Yeah, and then that's when he snapped because I think he was closest to his brother than anybody.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yep.
Oh, you're talking about Alex when he comes down.
Yes.
When Alex sees his mother, I think is when Alex sees his mother and then his brother. Yes, and then he snaps.
And
he turned into the bad guy, which I knew his punk ass was from the beginning. I'm like, look at him. He the worst of them all.
He had me fooled. I've seen it when she killed his mother, I was like, yeah, he's about to turn on her. That's the.
Yeah, she did good when he come walking up to her the first time and was like, she should have hit him with something. Anyway, so he turns, and he's about to do the sacrifice, but they take too long, right? The sun is coming up through
They miss. They miss her because she moves, and then it's too late, right?
Right, right. And the lady opens the drapes because you can see him standing behind her. I was like, that sun is up.
Right.
She snatched down the drapes. We're too late! And I love the scene when they all go,
nothing happens instantly. It doesn't happen instantly.
Until it does.
I wasn't expecting this.
Me neither.
I did not see this coming.
I didn't see it coming either.
This was like the ending of the Kingsmen without the rosy colors. People started exploding left and right. It was terrible. I'm like, damn. And
the kids blew up.
The kids was like, but you see, they did it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, how they did it.
It was like pop, pop, pop. I was like, God damn it. So I'm thinking, she's one of them.
She's married.
Explode too. No. But she says, I divorce you.
Right.
Well, I think actually, so this is my surmise. I thought about it a lot after I watched it.
Okay.
That if your bride wins the night, you are both fine. Your family will die because he was okay too. Until she said, I want a divorce.
Oh, and then he just exploded.
Yeah, then he exploded. Yeah. And then LaBelle shows up and is like...
Oh, okay. One of the coolest parts of the movie. I appreciated the ghost in the, with the fire. I was like, okay. That's cool. Yeah. I was like, that's cool. He's sitting there giving a nod like, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So... Now she going to jail, y'all. She
yeah, there's no, that's the thing. She's covered in blood. The house is on fire. But there's no way.
There's no evidence, though.
There's still people out there, the goats and the bodies and all there.
Okay, and I can just tell them, yeah, they tried to, that's them.
Hey, she covered in blood, Smooth, and they all in there burning up.
Right, and it's going to be really, I don't think it's going to be an easy sell to be like, oh, they were trying to kill me and they accidentally killed these other people.
But I got all of them.
And I escaped.
Yeah. I don't know how you're going to explain that shit. Smooth.
Prison. Prison.
I don't
jail for fucking ever. She'll be rich. Because the money will go to her. The three NFL teams.
Well, that's why she won't go to jail, because she has enough money to get the lawyers to make it.
Maybe, you know, Smooth.
Yeah, I don't think. But yeah, I mean, with all the other evidence and shit that's hopefully not burnt up, like you said, the bodies.
She's going to jail, Smooth. Anyway,
the body from the barn or whatever. I don't think she's going.
Yeah, she going to jail, Smooth. She going to jail. You know, she found out about their plot and decided to take over. Anyway, so that's it, man. That's it for Fans of Patrol. Next week, man, we got to pick another spooky movie. We normally leave this up to Tiff, man, but you know, we'll see what happens. Next week we are doing The Wolves, man, because I did my homework and I saw the Wolves on the HBO Max, so we're doing that as a one shot.
Okay.
And be on the lookout. Y'all noticed no lockdown came this week. The lockdown is over, y'all. The Patreon is coming. So we'll have that up this week. And so you guys can, you know, just do your duties. We're going to have that all beautiful. I don't know. Maybe we might even wait till the weekend to announce how it works and stuff. I don't know, Tiff. We'll talk about it.
All right.
So I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my sensitive co-host, Miss Tifflebot. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
Mister.
SMOOVE, spell Smooth Jack.
And until next week, we will be
on patrol.
That's fine.
All right.